When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to Race Card. Thanks to Ladbrokes this Saturday morning. Great to be with you wherever you may be listening. I'm looking forward to catching up with our next guest in Lisa Coffey. Does a wonderful job with Racing Hearts, who looks after retired horses and gives them a life after their racing career. And they've got a wonderful promotion and fundraiser going on at the moment to help out Racing Hearts. And they always need money and donations to help support these thoroughbreds after they finish off their racing career. They're so important to the thoroughbred game, and they've teamed up with St. Simon Thoroughbreds in recent times, and they purchased a horse affiliate, the Gold Coast Sales, and they're raffling off 5% of a galloper by Doubtland out of that top class mare in La Chica Bella. And the raffle's on from today from 6 a.m. It started, goes right through to 6:30. And Lisa Coffey from Racing Hearts joins us now. Good morning to you, Lisa. Thanks for joining us here on Race Card on SEN Track.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me on the show.
Tell us a little bit, first of all, about Racing Hearts and what this organisation means to you, and how important is an organisation like Racing Hearts to the sport of thoroughbred racing?
Look, organisations like ours are super important, mainly for the fact that we are really passionate about where the horses go when they finish racing. And Racing Hearts in particular, I mean, there's a whole network of retrainers across Victoria and across Australia, in fact, that are really passionate about taking on retired racehorses and really finding what their niche is for what they can do after their race. So we know that the lifespan of a horse in racing, the career span of a horse in racing is actually quite short in comparison to what their actual lifespan is. So a horse, you know, traditionally a horse, I would say, statistically would race until they're maybe 8 years of age. And I know a lot of them retire a lot earlier and some of them retire a lot later, especially the jumpers that we've got in this state. But, you know, what happens after they are, like, they live until they're in their 20s. So if they retire at eight, they've got a long life ahead. So it's really important for organisations like ours and the other retrainers to be able to find them really suitable homes and for people that will really look after them.
So Racing Hearts, and so do you go out and find these horses, or do they come to you and then you've got to work with people who love their horses and then try and help them to get these thoroughbreds? It can be highly strung sometimes because that's what they were born to do, to get them into to perfect horses that people can have at their homes or on their farms.
To answer your first question, we have partnerships with certain organisations. So we've got a fabulous partnership with Kieran Maher. It was a great partnership with OTI Racing. We had an awesome partnership with Henry Dwyer. So we have partnerships with people that help us fundraise to actually look after the retraining or the rehabilitation of the horses when they come to us. And we work in with Racing Victoria as well, with the few horses that they sent to us too. But the really interesting thing that you said that really stood out to me was that racehorses can be really highly strung. But the other aspect of Racing Hearts that's really unique in this country, not just in this state, but as far as I'm aware, we're the only people in this country that are actually doing it for people in the community. But we have a team of psychologists and counsellors that actually offer equine-assisted therapy for people with mental health issues. So we see people right from the age of 6 years of age through the entire lifespan, right up until, I think, our oldest client is in their 70s. So we see about 200 to 300 people a week, even just at our Balnarring farm. And we've got programs in New South Wales, Queensland and Northern Territory as well. But the horses, when they come to us, yes, they can be highly strung. But the reason they look like they're highly strung when people see them walking around the mounting yard is because they're trained like elite athletes. They're fed really high performance and high energy feed. You know, their training is quite intense. So they're actually trained to be highly athletic, and you know, you really want a horse to be assertive and confident and aggressive in a race. Whereas when we take them at Racing Hearts, we want the complete opposite. So how I tend to try and describe it to people is that a racehorse trainer's job is to switch the horse on, and our job at Racing Hearts is to help switch the horse off and really let them let down and just be horses in a herd again. And we have, I took a horse, Mark Zarrow will laugh at this if he's listening, but I took a horse called Lagerfeld that Kieran Marr trained, and he had multiple city wins, to a photo shoot at Moonee Valley. And that he got to Caulfield. We did a photo shoot at Caulfield racecourse. And, I mean, Lagerfeld was trained at Caulfield with Kieran. And we got him to the track, and he's our quietest therapy horse. And Mark and I really struggled to get the saddle on him. We tried multiple things. Anyway, we eventually got the saddle on. But poor Mark said, "Hillies, when's the last time this horse was ridden?" Because he just wasn't having a bar of any of us. He was genuinely, his brain switched back into being a racehorse. But I said to Mark, I'm not even lying to you. He was ridden around the arena this morning by a 6-year-old girl with no one leading her. And yeah, this is, it's a 16-hand thoroughbred. And they just, sometimes we'll never really know what they think. We can pretend that we know, or we can guess what they know. But he got back to Caulfield, and it was almost like he knew that he was back at a racetrack. And we got the saddle on, and we got the photo shoot done. But for us, it's incredible to see how when we take them off all that high energy feed, and we just train them a little differently. We teach them that it's okay to just stand around. The horses that we have in our programs, they're all retired racehorses, and we do fabulous group programs. And the horses will just stand for people to get on, which they don't normally do at the track, and they'll hang around for an hour a session, which they would never do at the track either. So as much as people see them as being quite highly strung, when we have the opportunity to retrain them and change their diet and change their training regime, they are just the most beautifully, beautifully placid therapy animals ever.
Yeah, I know a lot of people. We could talk all day, Lisa, and I'll get you on once again on SEN Track and giddy up once again, because I could talk about this. I find this fascinating. I know a lot of people that are doing work now with horses, psychologists, and the job that those horses do, and they change people's lives around, and the connection that they have with people who desperately need help, and they can form a bond with a certain person and changes their lives forever.
There's so much science behind it now too, that it actually physically changes people's brains as well. So you're right. There's lots to say, but you're right. It's becoming more and more popular. It's very effective.
Now, Lisa, you're teaming up with our great friends, Team Hawks, Jane and Wayne Hawks, especially with Hawks Racing with St. Simon Thoroughbreds, to give away 5% of this horse. So it's a raffle. You can buy tickets online. So what's the website that you go to? They're $50 a ticket. So how do we get involved?
So the share, it's a colt that was bought at Magic Millions, and you said the Doubtland La Chica Bella. The 5% share is worth $15,000. Just jump onto our website, which is racinghearts.com.au. So really straightforward. If you go to the events tab, we have actually created a pop-up. So if you just go to the website, there is a pop-up that will take you to the page. But it's just go to the events tab, and you'll see there that the raffle, you click on the raffle, enter your credit card details, and you're in with the chance to win a prize. And we've also been offered lots of other amazing prizes. From Lamaro's in South Melbourne have offered us a $900 voucher for their restaurant. Provincial Home Living have given us a voucher. Forever New have given us a voucher. Luxury Escapes have given us a voucher for a holiday. So there's lots of other prizes in there. I think the one everybody will want is that 5% and that beautiful colt with St. Simon Thoroughbreds, who have been so kind and generous to donate it. And then it'll go off to Wayne Hawks for training.
Yeah. Well, love your work, Lisa. You keep doing what you're doing. You're making a difference in this beautiful sport. It's such an important part of the industry now, life after racing for these thoroughbreds. We appreciate your time here on Race Card. Have a great day. Good luck with
it all. Thanks so much for having me on. Same to you.
There's Lisa Coffey there. We'll take a break. Sammy Williams from Little Avondale Stud will join us next.